From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week, the only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network. Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Glad you're with me. It's a great weekend for Diamond Sports, softball and baseball. We've got four teams for the NCAA tournament that are moving on and staying put. Oklahoma, the top overall seed after winning the Big 12 regular and postseason titles. The two-time defending national champ has a winning streak of 43 games, just four wins shy of tying the all-time mark set by the Arizona Wildcats back in the late 90s. It's their tournament to lose. They should be back-to-back-to-back champions. Oklahoma State is also staying at home. They're a sixth overall seed and hosting regionals for the fourth consecutive season. And despite struggling late in the season, What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Many have a beef with Oklahoma State being as high as six, despite losing 11 of their last 13. So how is it that they are hosting Nebraska, UMBC, and Wichita State? We'll talk with Bill Van Ness, voice of the Cowgirl softball team, to find out why they are so high. I mean, they're 41-14 on the year, though. That's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. The Texas Longhorns, the 13th overall seed, making their 18th straight appearance. They look to advance to their fourth Super Regional in a row. They're hosting Seton Hall, Texas A&M, and Texas State. And Baylor, who missed out on the NCAA tournament last year, they made it a goal of theirs that they would get back, and they are. They are heading to Salt Lake City, as Utah is the 15th seed, and the Utes hosting Ole Miss, Southern Illinois, and the Bears, who went 39-16. They'll be taking on Ole Miss. We will talk with John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, and find out about this rebound season for the Bears. So that's all coming up on the softball side. And then the final weekend of conference play, and we've got a close one. West Virginia at the top of the standings, two games ahead of Oklahoma State, three ahead of Texas, and the Mountaineers are visiting Austin this weekend. And Kansas State, which lost two out of three to Oklahoma State, 12-9, same record as Texas. So they, too, are three back in the standings, and they'll be hosting a red-hot TCU team that will be coming into that weekend on a six-game winning streak. So we'll see how things shape up there. I think when it's all said and done, I think West Virginia will grab one game in Texas that will leave them with 16 wins. Oklahoma State, Bedlam, they're going to be at Oklahoma. They've got a chance to win this whole thing with a sweep over Oklahoma. But can they do it? It's always tough in Bedlam. Two games behind West Virginia heading into this weekend. We'll talk with Rex Holt, the voice of Oklahoma State baseball as well, and see if they can leapfrog the Mountaineers and grab the top spot in the baseball standings in the final weekend. So a lot coming up, a lot of interviews. Settle in, and we'll be back on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. And remember that you can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. John Morris, the voice of the Baylor Bears, joining us as softball gets an at-large bid at 39-16. John, great to have you on the show. Thanks for taking time.
Bill, always great to visit with you. Enjoy listening every week. And let's talk some Baylor softball.
Yeah. Well, let's start with that big sweep over Texas, because it got the Bears to 8-10 in conference play. If they don't sweep Texas, or if they were to get swept by the Longhorns, do you think that would have damaged their chances of getting an NCAA regional appearance?
I don't think so.
No.
It sure wouldn't have helped, and they wouldn't be where they are without that three-game sweep. But I think they're you know, the old term body of work, the total season. They've had some big wins this year, so I think they still would have been in the NCAA tournament. Remember, they're the only team, Baylor's the only team that has beaten Oklahoma this year. Came back in February 19th. It was a non-conference game, beat them here at the Getterman Classic. So that's a huge win on your resume right there. And then they beat Tennessee twice in Knoxville. Those were two top five wins there. So even without the sweep of Texas, I think Baylor had done enough to get an NCAA bid.
And many listeners may not realize this, but Baylor won the National Invitational Softball Championship last year. They went 4-0. And for listeners, it's softball's version of basketball's WNIT. But, you know, a championship is still a championship to win it. So they could certainly build off of that. But this team, the players that were coming back, I got the impression that they didn't want to do that again, that they're used to getting into regionals, and that's kind of the standard for Baylor. And they really kind of made that their rallying cry this season.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, it sort of worked in Baylor's favor two ways. Number one, they didn't want to go back there. They wanted to be back in the NCAA tournament. But it was a good experience. I mean, you know, playing there, well-run tournament, and it's more softball after, you know, you don't make the NCAAs. But obviously, they'd prefer to be in the NCAAs. And then the second way it worked in Baylor's favor was it was sort of a springboard to this season. You know, they ended last year a loss to Iowa State in the Big 12 tournament. And then you think, you know, if that's your last game of the year, that's not a good way to end the season. But they get to go to the NISC tournament, and they win four straight up there and come home with a big trophy. So you end the season with a good taste in your mouth. So it really was beneficial to go up there, play in that, and win that tournament last year.
Baylor head coach Glenn Moore said that they had to go through a lot, though, to get to the NCAA tournaments, to get this bid. They had a lot of adversity to go through this season. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, very much so. Mostly in the circle. Baylor's top two pitchers really have been in and out of the lineup. Dari Orme is their number one pitcher. She's just terrific. And she is just a real plus for this Baylor team as their number one pitcher. And then the number two pitcher would be Aaliyah Bradford. So you think back to that win over Oklahoma, and it was those two, very complementary of each other, different style pitchers, but it was those two who combined to get that 4-3 win over Oklahoma. And then Aaliyah gets hurt right after that and tore her ACL, and she's been out with surgery since then. And then Dari has been in and out of the lineup. She's going to have some surgery on her shoulder at the end of the season. That TOS surgery is coming in June. So she's been battling that also. So you think about what Baylor has done, and done it basically without their top two pitchers. Now, Riley Crandall's a freshman. She stepped in and done really, really well. And Casey West is a position player, third base and pitcher, and she's been pressed into service. So those two have really picked up the slack. But, you know, show me any other team in the country that could do as well as Baylor has basically without their top two pitchers. And, you know, that's a tough task.
It is. And so how are they doing it? How are they getting the job done?
I think it's one of those things where everybody else picks up the slack. You know, those pitchers that I mentioned, those two got the wins and the saves in the three wins over Texas, just those two pitchers. So they certainly did their job. But then Baylor defensively is playing better. There've been some, you know, flaws maybe defensively over the course of the year, but they're doing better. And then hitting wise, it's a good hitting team, you know, not a powerhouse hitting team, but good, solid hitting team up and down the lineup. So they've just all sort of picked up the slack and done their part, and maybe more than their part. And that's how, you know, they get to 39 wins on the year.
John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears. The Bears back in the NCAA tournament. They're heading to Salt Lake City, where 15th-seeded Utah will be the host. And they will play Southern Illinois, winners of the Missouri Valley. And Baylor opens against Ole Miss, a team that finished 11th out of 13 SEC teams. And 12 SEC teams made the NCAA tournament. So that should be some tough competition. But the air there, you get a little thinner in the Utah mountains. How does that play for Baylor? Are they a power team? Do they have some pop? How will that affect those young pitchers stepping in?
Yeah, it's a good question. That came up. It was a common theme in interviews with the team before they left for Salt Lake City. And the girls, depending on if it was a pitcher you were talking to or a hitter you were talking to, you know, their eyes kind of lit up. Oh, yeah, yeah, thin air, ball travels further, you know, in Salt Lake City. But they all made the reference to last year in Colorado. That NISC tournament was in Colorado, And Baylor just hit the tar out of the ball up there, you know. Obviously, it's going to carry better in altitude, in thin air. So I think they've got a good feeling going to Salt Lake City by what they did in that tournament in Colorado last year.
You know, I think this is a pretty good regional for them. And not to take anything away from Utah, but they're the 15th seed. So it's not like, you know, Baylor's going somewhere in the, you know, the top eight. And then you look at Missouri Valley team, and then you've got an SEC team that's kind of near the bottom. I mean, this could, and I know they've got some pitching issues here too, but I mean, this is kind of a nice setup for Baylor. They're certainly can be competitive in this one.
I think so. Yeah, no, I agree with you completely. Baylor was hoping they'd get a host spot, hoping they could, you know, slip in and get a host spot. And maybe if they had beaten Iowa State first game, first round of the Big 12 tournament in Oklahoma City, and then had another chance at Oklahoma in the semifinals, you know, maybe that would have been enough to get a host spot. But they didn't, and sort of disappointed at that. But then you turn the page and you say, all right, where are we going and who's there? And is it a good regional we have a chance to win? And they feel like it is, you know, and that's not a slap at any of those teams. I mean, Utah winning the first ever Pac-12 tournament, win over UCLA in the championship. That's huge. Ole Miss, you mentioned, out of the power-packed SEC, and then Southern Illinois also. Those are all good teams. There are some metrics that say this is the second toughest regional of any, but I think Baylor's right there, and I think they feel, you know, confident that they can get out of there with the regional title and then advance to a super regional next week.
Yeah. All right. First things first, they've got to take on Ole Miss that comes up later this week. Joining us, John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears. Offensively, you talked about their lineup up and down, but Shailen Govan, 10th in the Big 12, hit .382, 11 home runs. That was good for 7th and 51 RBIs. She tied for 3rd. You know, they've got the triple crown in baseball and softball. If you are the leader in average, home runs, and RBIs. And I started looking at this, and you put Govan up with 3 Oklahoma hitters, and those are the only 4 that rank in the top 10 in those 3 categories. So Shailen's in some pretty rare air up there. She had a great season.
That's kind of year she's had. I mean, she has been fantastic. Transfer to Baylor from Stephen F. Austin. She stepped in, and she's had some, you know, injury situations also. She's really played through and had to deal with and has dealt with them really, really well. But it was Shailen who had the 3-run home run that provided the winning runs when Baylor did beat Oklahoma back in February. You know, that's a memorable home run, but 11 total on the year, and the RBI leader and the average leader. First team all Big 12 for Shailen Govan. That says a lot. So really, really great season for her. No question she's the leader offensively for Baylor.
As we wrap up, John, I want to talk about Coach Glenn Moore. He's been with Baylor for a long time and has had a tremendous success. And in terms of wins, one of the most of that, the most successful coach in Baylor athletics. And he kind of, I kind of feel like he gets overlooked. Obviously, you talk about Oklahoma, Patty Gasso, and you know, Texas and all that. But boy, he has just been consistent and has put together a great program
for a long time. You know, this is his 23rd year here at Baylor. 3 years before that, head coach at LSU. And in his total coaching tenure, he's won over 1,000 games. He won his 1,000th game earlier this year, win over UT Arlington. So great success, steady success for a long time is what Glenn has done here. He would say he shares that with his staff and with all the players that have come through. So very humble man, but we all really appreciate Glenn Moore and what he's done for a long time with this program. And, you know, he and Patty Gasso were the co-coaches of the year in the Big 12 conference this year. And it's the first time Glenn's ever won that award. You know, there were other years, you know, like World Series teams when we thought he should have been recognized as the conference coach of the year. But this was the first time this year. And it's really good, really great to see him get that honor because, you know, he has put this program at a level where it's competitive with anybody they play during the season or anybody they'll see in the postseason.
It's been a fun year to watch Baylor, 39-16 overall. As you mentioned, the big wins against Oklahoma early, Tennessee, and then the sweep at Texas. So they've been consistent. If the pitching can hold up, this might be a nice long stretch here in May and maybe even into June. Keep our fingers crossed.
It would be fun. They've done it before. You know, they went to Arizona one year and won the regional. I guess that was a super regional. They won a super regional out there to get to the World Series. That's saying a lot. They did it once at Georgia, won a super regional there when people thought there was no way. So they have a history of doing that. That's part of the legacy of Coach Moore and this Baylor softball program. So it'd be it'd be tough this week in Salt Lake City, but they sure can do it.
Yeah, I don't know what's in the water down there in Waco, but they've been churning out some winners. So
that's great.
We'll see. Well, John, we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks. We'll start doing our football previews. So we'll catch up again. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family?
You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. We continue our look at women's athletics, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. And, of course, we're talking about softball regionals. Oklahoma State will be at home. They'll be starting Friday, 3 o'clock Central, against UMBC. And joining us, the voice of Oklahoma State softball, Bill Van Ness. Bill, nice to have you with us. Thank you for joining me. So what do you think of the regional? How does it set up with the teams that are coming to Stillwater?
What's funny, we had, and thank you, Bill. I appreciate the time today being with you. And by the way, the last time I was with you, we were starting this losing trend. So now I need to be back on with you again until we get rid of it.
I thought I was going to fix it. I thought I was going to fix it again. Yeah. Wasn't
this
the case.
11 out of 13 there needs to go away. But we'll get into that here in a minute. No, the Oklahoma State Regional is a very good one, I think. Nebraska was here last year, and a veteran Hall of Fame coach, and Rhonda Revell, and, of course, Wichita State, a team that's beaten the Cowgirls twice this year. UMBC is most famous for being a 16 beating a 1 in the NCAA basketball tournament. But they can play a little bit of softball, too, and they hit some home runs. So they'll be a team to deal with. Coming in here, of course, Wichita State is probably the team that most people think on paper gives the Cowgirls the most trouble. But right now, the team that gives the Cowgirls the most trouble is the Cowgirls, because they've had of these losses, and even in a couple of the wins, they've had all three elements of the game fail them at one time or another: pitching, hitting, and defense. Not all necessarily in the same game, but if you lose two of those elements, especially if you don't score a run, which was the case in some of these losses, you have a chance of getting beat. They're scoring more runs now. They scored enough to beat Kansas on Thursday night, Friday morning, but didn't get the job done, spit the bit, and had four errors down the stretch. But you put all that behind you now and get a sixth seed. And people ask me Sunday night, my phone blew up. It's like, how in the world did they get a sixth seed, not a national seed? Because we kind of figured it'd be eight, okay?
Yeah.
But how do they get six? I said, well, three little words and three little letters, RPI and body of work. I thought Beth Mullins on ESPN's 6 o'clock show, Central Time, had it exactly right, and that's why the Cowgirls got a sixth seed. I was not too shocked that they got a national seed, but it wouldn't have surprised me if they'd have been nine. The one that surprised everybody was Alabama. We can get into the national stuff if you want to later, but again, it gets back to strength of schedule and who you've beaten. 10 top 25 wins, including two against number 3 seed Florida State, helps you greatly. And again, the RPI was 4 on Sunday when we had the show. It's 5 now. You're ranked 9th nationally. You're probably where you should be. Now, given that, you got to go out and prove yourself. And that starts on Friday. Hopefully we get to play. The weather here not too good Thursday night and Friday.
Mm. Well, I mean, the one thing, and you touched on it, I mean, when Oklahoma State has the three aspects of their game clicking, they're very good. And they're up there with the best in the country. There's no doubt about it. But what's been happening here over the last couple of weeks?
You're scoring more runs. You're getting more people on base. The hitting side of things, which was in the tank there for about a good 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and that's the last time we talked, too. That was the issue. Yeah.
Has now come back. And your averages are up. And you've got people in the lineup who, despite the team maybe not winning games, they have been hitting well. And we can point to 3 or 4 different players if you like. Pitching has failed them at times. Defense has failed them at times. And they made half of their errors after this losing streak started. They've made 40 on the year. They've made 20 of them in the last 13, 14 games. So it's a situation not necessarily that you make them, but it's when you make them. And in a game like the game against Kansas on Friday, when everything kind of compounds itself in one inning, you know, I was almost willing to throw something onto the field to get time called just to kind of stop the momentum. You know, it was that kind of an afternoon, as it turned out.
Yeah.
But you can't do that, obviously, from the press box. But you see my point. I don't want to throw the towel in. That wasn't my metaphor. My metaphor was, hey, somebody called timeout.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And ended up Kansas that just snowballed, and that was it. But, again, you have a lot of ways you can correct this starting at 3 o'clock on Friday.
What's the sense of the team? I mean, you're obviously around the players and the coaches. Are they confident? Are they looking at this as, all right, we got the season past us. Now, you know, this is, you know, where we expected to be, and we're here. Now it's time to get down to business. Or is there some insecurities that are creeping into this team?
You'd think there were, but you don't see it. You don't sense that. You just sense that they've got to just basically make things better for themselves. You know, get the other guy out. Give yourself a chance. That's how the Cowgirls play. That's how they played 36-2 in the first 38 games, something like that. And you were as high as number 2 in the country at one time. You got to get back to that. The mindset hasn't changed. It's just the execution and finishing the deal. And again, you see flashes of that. You saw flashes of it Friday against Kansas in the Big 12 tournament. But you got to play 7 innings. And the hardest 3 outs of any game, and you'll get an argument, by the way, from Al Hrabowski, former Cardinal, the last 3 outs of the game are the hardest 3 outs of any game. Because you have to finish the deal. And that's what the Cowgirls have failed to do during this losing streak, in part, is finish the deal. Now, they create some of their own issues, but they've got to finish the deal. I think this team is, you know, rock solid, head on straight, all the metaphors you want to use. They spent the weekend down at Broken Bow. They always do a retreat down in southeast Oklahoma before they host a regional. They've done this for 4 years now. It seems to have put them in a good mood. I don't see any frowns or slumping shoulders or even that out on the field. It's just like, it's not a here we go again attitude. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a, all right, you know, it's kind of like back in the day when we all played Little League and you make an error, eat it, right?
Yeah.
And move on. So the coaches will tell you, eat it, because pitchers especially have to have a short memory. Then I got to remember how to pitch to certain people and all that, you know, inning to inning and at bat to at bat. But when things happen, you got to have a short-term memory. Go get the next guy, or in this case, woman. She is just as good. She's a Division I player too. So you have to respect what she does. She's got to respect what you do. You start with the ball. You've got the first chance to get them out. Best pitch of anybody is strike 1. The trick is not getting the ball 4. That's been a problem with this team of late, and Kelly Maxwell in particular, way too many walks. I think she's tired. I think you're going to see the other two pitchers, Lexi Kilfoyle and Kyra Acock, pitch more in this weekend series. But Kelly will get her turn and a chance for all to shine. And defensively, well, just got to quit making errors. And again, it's not that you make them, it's when you make them. And the hitting is there. I think this weekend, and again, Wichita State's got a couple of quality pitchers. Nebraska's got one. UMBC's got one. Everybody's got pitching, or you wouldn't be in the playoffs. Just got to go execute and finish the deal.
Bill Van Ness is the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowgirls softball team. And our look at women's athletics here on Big 12 this week is brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. So what do you think? We've got a few minutes here. What do you think of the national tournament and how things set up? I mean, obviously, you know, we know about Oklahoma. What other teams have a chance to, a real good chance to get to the College World Series?
Well, let's talk about the teams in the league first. We'll take Big 12 and then we'll go nationally. Oklahoma obviously is the team to beat. Can anybody beat them 2 out of 3 anytime here over the next 3 or 4 weeks? That's what we're going to have to find out for anybody to win this thing. Texas is in a loaded setup for them, but I think they can win at home. And Baylor, well, they didn't get to host a regional, but they go to Utah. And if you know, they survive, well, they'll get the UCLA regional. Congratulations on that. But again, I think Glenn Moore's team that had a little bit of a cratering at the Big 12 tournament just came off a sweep of Texas. It was a situation where you had opportunities and that got awry. There were some early upsets in the tournament. Now, nationally, again, UCLA, Florida State, I mean, my goodness, they're playing as good as anybody right now. Tennessee, Alabama, Oklahoma State, the top six. And then you go down the list from there. And I'll tell you, the loaded regional that I find interesting, there's a couple of them, actually. That Stanford regional has Florida in it. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that could be a knockdown drag out here at the end. The LSU series has Louisiana in it. And Louisiana in the past has shown some tendencies to play good softball. The Arkansas regional that Oklahoma State or whoever will face out of the, you know, for the Supers there, that's pretty good because Oregon's in it. But, you know, there's some teams that aren't in this tournament. Michigan and Arizona and some usual suspects are not playing in this tournament. I thought North Texas should have got in, but they didn't. They were here last year. You know, there are 5 mid-major conferences that have one team in the field. Somebody out of that group is going to pull off an upset. We're hoping it's not Stillwater, but we're going to find out what's going to happen this weekend. But, you know, it's OU.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their tournament to lose. I've said that, I don't know how many years now. They're going for a three-peat. Nobody's done that since UCLA back in the day. So somebody has to beat them 2 out of 3.
And that is what will be interesting to watch. Because you still got to play the games, and but yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think that they're head and shoulders above everyone else, and they've got a special team there, and perhaps the Big 12 has another national champion on the horizon. But hey, we're also expecting good things from Oklahoma State, though, too, and Baylor and Texas.
And Big 12 is 49-20-1 against Power 5 leagues after the regular season, so. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how these mid-majors do.
Yeah.
There's only 2 teams under 500 in the entire tournament. Both those teams were conference champions, so they wouldn't have been here. So the field of 64, again, there are some usual suspects who aren't here because other people played a little better than they did and they got picked. But it's still a pretty good tournament, but it's still OU's to lose.
Bill Van Ness, voice of Oklahoma State softball, appreciate your time as always.
No problem, Bill. Appreciate it. And hopefully we get to host a super here in Stillwater and get those Razorbacks because, you know, it was funny. We went to their place in 18 and never played them because of Wichita State. And that may be the team that the Cowgirls have to beat a couple of times to get Arkansas to come here. But we'll see what happens.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much. We'll talk to your good buddy Rex Holt. We'll talk some Oklahoma State baseball here on Big 12 This Week. That's coming up, Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Advertise.
savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack, and you can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Rex Holt, the voice of Oklahoma State baseball, now joins us. It's a double shot. We had his morning partner, Bill Van Ness, on just a little while ago, and now we welcome in Rex. Nice to have you on again.
Nice to be on again. Yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah, well, our can't-miss games of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, Oklahoma State at Oklahoma, Bedlam. How is it? How's Bedlam on the diamond? How does it compare to football and basketball?
Well, the fact it's over 3 days, maybe it's not quite as intense. I mean, it can be,
yeah,
depending on the situation and what's going on, but no, you play one basketball game or one football game, obviously everybody's kind of at a fever pitch for the entirety. But when you spread it out over 3 days, and of course baseball, who knows? It all dictated by what happens on the mound. So, you know, both teams, if it's a nail biter, it'll have that Bedlam feel to it. The word Bedlam was created for this series. Well, I mean, the word was already there, but it was attached to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State through wrestling back in the day is where it came from originally. But in all sports, it carries over. It can act like, oh, it's just another conference game or whatever, but everybody knows that's not the case. It never has been and never will be. Of course, you know, we don't know when OU leaves the conference, while our sports we're going to continue to play against each other. But Now, the Bedlam definitely brings them out. There's people that didn't know the baseball season was going until right now. So they don't pay attention to a whole lot other than Bedlam. And then they show up once a year and scream their heads off and expect you to win. So, yeah, those people get involved big time at this time of year.
Oklahoma is 29-22 overall, 10-11 in Big 12 play. And Oklahoma State, 35-15 overall, a 700 winning percentage, not bad, and 13-8. And in second place in the Big 12 after a nice weekend, taking 2 out of 3 from Kansas State. Rex, just kind of recap the weekend and how big it was. There was a 10-9 loss on Friday, and then the Cowboys played well over the next two games.
Yeah, well, yeah, the Cowboys didn't get a particularly good start, obviously, on Friday, and that's been the case with the Cowboys all year. The starting pitching has been one thing. We've had some performances here and there that have been brilliant, but there has been no consistency among the starting pitchers, really. Again, the bullpen was, again, a work in progress for a while, too. It looks like maybe some of the bullpen spots are starting to settle down a little bit, but the starting pitching continues to be an issue, and it was on Friday night. But the offense is, they are on top of their game of late. They were red hot about the first half of the season, as a matter of fact. Then they went through a little lull and had that five-game losing streak, and, again, were really struggling to score runs for whatever reason. But then, they've geared it back up here the last couple of 3 weeks, and that offense is really percolating along and is very difficult for anybody to get out. So, again, they did show up on Friday night. In fact, they made a run in the bottom of the ninth as Nolan Schubert hit a two-run home run to make it a one-run ball game. But they did come up a run short. But, boy, they bounced right back the next day. The offense picked up right where it left off. And then the Cowboys, did not get a great start on Saturday either. But they got the starter out pretty quickly. The bullpen came in and stabilized things. And like that Cowboy offense took care of the rest. And then they did get a quality start on Sunday from Carson Bench, and the offense just continues to completely wear out the baseball. And again, they've got the power and speed and all those things, and the batting averages. And again, this is an offense that I don't care how you want to rank them or whatever around the nation. I think Oklahoma State offensively, when they're going like this, they're as good as anybody in the country. And again, they've had some issues this year with the starting pitching, and even some of the relief outings, again, have been troublesome or hanging on to leads at times. But, again, offensively, when they're going like this, there was a little lull during the year, as most every season has those. But for that offense, particularly that left-handed hitting lineup, they can break it up a little now that Nolan McClain is back and some of those right-handed hitters, they can move in there. But, again, this team from the left side is an absolute nightmare. So I think it's why you see OU start a left-hander and try to go with left-handers. And anybody else the Cowboys face, lefties would be the order of the day, because right-handers haven't had much success at all against this lineup.
Rex Holt is the voice of Oklahoma State baseball. And Rex, each week as I get ready for Big 12 this week, which airs on great radio stations across the Big 12 footprint, our can't-miss games of the week presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. And it's Bedlam. It starts Thursday evening at 6:30 on ESPN+. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. Same time Friday at 6:30. And then they wrap up the series at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And so, Rex, you're talking about that pitching. You talked about, 50 games, and you still haven't found it. We're still 2 weeks away from NCAA regionals. Can offense in college baseball carry a pitching staff that is struggling? Can you go far with a hot offense, or is it pretty much standard, just like it is in the majors? You need pitching to get you to go far.
Yeah, it always seems like it. It's just, again, I've been doing this 40 years, so I've seen it, at a high level, and it just seemed always to me once you got down to the NCAA tournaments and the College World Series, if you're fortunate enough to get there, that the strike zones got smaller. They didn't get bigger. So, but it always seemed like, some of the great Gary Ward teams, they always had plenty of offense. That never was an issue.
Yeah.
But it was just on the mound where it seemed like OSU always came up a little bit short, although in 1990 it was a 2-1 ballgame. Got a great pitching. The offense didn't show up one day against Georgia there in a winner-take-all showdown that particular year. But we've had plenty of offense there. Yeah. And again, great pitching, though, can shut that down. So you better be, when you get to the top teams and the top rotations, the top pitchers, you have to have the ability to go out. And I'm not saying you got to shut everybody up, but you got to be able to go out. And fortunately, with a starter, hopefully he can give you five innings, and hopefully he's going to give up three runs or less or whatever. You don't have to shut everybody out or whatever, but keep you in a ball game and give you a little bit of length to save your bullpen. And that's, you know, that's always you can hope for. That's what they're hoping to get there. When they get five to start, give them five, maybe six on a good day if he keeps his pitch count down. And then the bullpen would be in good shape. Cowboys would have an excellent opportunity if they're in the game with their offense and the way the bullpen's pitching and the back end of the bullpen. That's going to be their recipe, I would think, for success, because you just can't go out, though, and continually build holes, which they got an offense that can climb out of holes. But, again, when you go out and you spot the teams are, getting big leads and three and four and five run leads in the first four or five innings, and then you're trying to play catch-up. Well, those other teams, like I say, their pitchers are on scholarship too, so they have the ability to get you out. And the deeper you go into the season and into the playoffs, the better that pitching becomes. So you better have the ability to put some zeros on the board and keep your team in the ballgame. And but can a great – if your pitching staff would just be okay. Doesn't have to be the, Koufax Drysdale or thing, something of that nature. But if you just hang some zeros on the board and keep your team in the game, well, if that's the case, then this offense is more than capable of taking you over the hump and getting you in maybe a deep run into the postseason. But it's usually, we all know, dictated by what happens on the mound more times than not. And you would rather have great pitching probably than great offense. You'd like to have both, obviously, but the Cowboys, again, they have the potential to have great offense. They're still trying to find themselves on the bump, and that's some consistency primarily. Again, there's plenty of talent there. Those guys they bring to the mound have major league stuff, big-time arms. They're electric at times, but this is consistency just has not been there. And coaches keep working with them, keep rolling them out there, and you're seeing some signs of some of these guys starting to maybe settle in a little bit. And hopefully that's the case.
Rex Holt, the voice of Oklahoma State Baseball, appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You know, I've talked about it on this program before that with Texas and Oklahoma leaving the conference soon, which would be the next schools to elevate their football programs and become that team that everyone hunts? And the answer might be the K-State Wildcats. And they're certainly making a run and trying to solidify their future by signing head coach Chris Klieman to an 8-year, $44 million contract that will pay an average of $5.5 million annually. This is a huge jump for Klieman. He has done a great job moving up the ranks, coming into K-State, not an easy place to play. You're in the heartland, a couple of hours from Kansas City, but he's done a great job recruiting, one of the top classes, if not the top class, ever coming in. He's got a returning starting quarterback, a returning offensive line, and several playmakers on defense that are returning, and they've added some key transfers. Trayshawn Ward will be replacing Deuce Vaughn at running back, and he's getting Iowa wide receiver Keegan Johnson. So he's making a move. They're making a move. They've upgraded their facilities. The Bill Snyder Stadium has been major renovations. Their new indoor training facility, K-State, could be that program with the target on its back. So congratulations to Coach Klieman. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit OnLocationExp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, got to run here on Big 12 this week. Thanks to my guest, Rex Holt, Bill Van Ness, and John Morris. And thank you for listening. I always appreciate it. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.